Welcome to the first in the series of Kira Motivational Talks. These audios are different from the videos I usually do, mainly because they're coming from what I say a Kira peer support angle. Now these audios are specifically aimed at unpaid carers, especially someone looking after a person with mental illness. Now, the way the video audio works is that I'll do a couple of minutes trying to educate about a given carer topic. And then I will warn when I will talk on a motivational angle. Hence, I'm expecting these audio videos, or if you prefer vlogs, are to be listened to by, let's say, an unpaid mental health carer. And when I say mental health care, I'm referring to an unpaid carer caring for someone with mental health needs. Anyway, when I'm about to do a motivational segment of the audio, I will say something like this, like a motivational segment or section starting now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So going back to these audios and why I'm doing them, well, you know, for a while now, I will continue to raise awareness of mental health and mental illness. You know, I'll campaign, I'll continue to run groups out in the community and try my best to raise awareness of unpaid carers. But usually the videos that I tend to do on YouTube are, aimed at anyone, to be honest. And I think it's about time I move a bit more in towards the peer support sort of role. Not to say that I'll probably just stop raising awareness of mental health and raising the awareness of the carer's world. But I want to begin to focus a bit on, you know, how talking therapy, psychiatry, counseling can actually heal. Hence, we're talking about the power of words. Let it be known that I'm no clinician or medical professional, if you could put it in that way. I'm not trained in psychiatry, I'm not trained in psychology, even though I'm surrounded by those who are. But what I am is an unpaid carer of many years and continuing. So let's begin with our first audio. And this particular topic is perfect for this series. And it's basically dealing with a range of emotions when you've just found out that you're going to be caring for someone with a mental health need or mental illness. And it could be that you've just realized that they're developing mental illness, that you've been told what the diagnosis is on that they cared for, or that they actually are in hospital now. So before I begin, I will repeat that these audios are specifically aimed at unpaid carers. And I mean no disrespect to the health professionals or the service users or the patients, but I am trying to relate to the family dynamic or the carer. So I'm expecting whoever's listening has been through the carer's journey or are caring for someone now. So let's begin on this sort of educational segment of this audio. So okay, sometimes it is a shock to a person when they slowly begin to realize that someone close to them is developing, perhaps I could even say it, a serious mental health issue. Now, they may not even know what a carer is, or God forbid what the mental illness is. It might be a whole range of emotions, fear, shock. And, you know, perhaps they're going about their business, and then when they find out the whole world collapses on them. And I mean, the whole world collapses on the person that's going to be the carer. And as mentioned before, it's not just the feeling of shock. It could be a whole series of emotions. That could be fear, sadness, anxiety, anger, or perhaps a mixture of all those emotions, but I bet fear and perhaps sadness and confusion has got to be at least the core of the emotions that that person will be feeling. Now, it's important to reflect on what to do and why. But sometimes carers need that guiding hand to cope with all these thoughts and cope with this particular situation. I have to admit, there are no easy answers. When it first hits a person that they are about to become a carer, we just do not know what to do. The way services are at present, especially the culture of the health services and the culture of the social care services, is that it's mostly aimed at the patient. Why? Because of resources. Now, they want to get the cared for to recover as quickly as possible. And then there it is. The person you're about to care for will be in your hands and in your care. Please listen to this audio if you are a carer for the first time, or for, I'd say, at least a space in healing, thought, and reflection. Motivational section starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know, it's okay to have these emotions that I have mentioned. I was once there myself. It was a long time ago, but I remember it when it was just yesterday. You are not on your own. It might be difficult to bear. You might not know what to do, but I can tell you this. It will be okay. Whether the person is related to you, or it's a friend, or someone nearby, it is okay to query what you are going to do. I want you to listen, and listen carefully. This is the time for your space. Put the thoughts of the cared for away, just for a bit. The reason I ask you to do this is because we all need that time and space to deal with our own concerns, our own worries, our own fearful thoughts. You know, I'm not an expert in you. Only you can find the strength to take on what is coming your way. But I do know you will do what you will have to do. But remember this, you are not on your own. We, as carers, yes, me included, went through all of this. I'm not saying that it will be easy. I'm not going to lie. But I know you will find the strength to figure all this out. But you will need time. You will need time to recover from the fear and the anxiety and the emotions that are going through you. That's it. You will need time. And time will be your greatest ally. You are not alone. As many carers up and down the country face this situation. But I know if you decide to support and care for the person you are close to, I know you will try your hardest. Perhaps after this audio, I want you to make yourself something nice, something like tea, something hot, something that you like, that will make you feel calm and relaxed. I want you to sit in a quiet space and feel those emotions where you are becoming relaxed, and feel all those other difficult emotions just melt away, just for that moment. But for now, I want you to listen to me. I want you to know that whatever resource you will use to aid you in helping that special someone, you are doing your best. I believe in you, and I want you to believe in yourself. It will be okay. Just relax and be kind to yourself. Think it will be a better day tomorrow, but give yourself that time to heal. Those feelings of anxiety and fear will come and go, but how you deal with them will make a difference, and it's okay. We have all been there. No fear. Just you and your power will make that change, will make the difference in your life and for others. Now, I want you to take several deep breaths just for a bit before I start talking again. This concludes the first session, and I'll try to release another one next week. Thank you for listening, and be kind to yourself. See you next time.